School days, the IEP. Parents, this is where you will need to advocate the loudest. The IEP, or Individual Education Plan, written for your child, will determine what services your child will receive for the school year. The IEP is developed through a team effort and is reviewed at least once a year. You need to know that your child's mental or physical condition will not prevent him or her from graduating high school, attending college, or gaining employment. In today's society, everything is possible. Your child's education is just as important as the education of a child without a disability. Teachers, along with parents and other professionals, can join together to determine which services or programs will best advance and enrich the student's life. When you educate yourself about your child's illness and medication, as well as knowing your child's particular strengths and weaknesses, you become a confident and vital member of the IEP team. Together, you can develop a workable, manageable, and meaningful IEP to best meet your child's individual needs. Educating a child with a disability can be a hardship, but it is not impossible. With an effective IEP, your child's school experience will be more rewarding. Here are some important points to learn about the IEP process. Number one, you are an important member of your child's IEP team. Number two, the IEP team is in charge of setting goals and objectives for the child during the school year. Number three, the team should set realistic, reasonable goals and the disabled child can meet and achieve. Number four, the IEP will measure your child's progress as he or she meets a new goal is developed for him or her. Number five, the IEP denotes the proper accommodations to help your child be successful in the school setting. Number six, the IEP determines the best learning environment for your child. Number seven, the IEP is not designed just for academic concerns. Your child's social and behavioral needs can be addressed through the IEP. Number eight, make sure you know your rights as the parent of a disabled child. I, like many of you, did not know what to expect during the initial stages of my child's involvement with special education and the IEP process. I'd like to share with you a few tips that I learned along the way and along my journey. In the beginning of the process, you may feel overwhelmed by the amount of information that will be dumped on you. By becoming familiar with the rights of exceptional students, you will begin to feel more comfortable at the IEP meetings and less overwhelmed by all of the acronyms and phrases that you may hear. As a parent, you will learn that your child is entitled to a free and appropriate education. Now, this does not mean that your child is entitled to the best cutting advanced technology that technology has to offer. It means that the education offered to your child is appropriate and comparable to that of the other students. Parents, keep in mind that your child's school staff will more than likely not have specialized knowledge. You are the expert on your child, and you have invested time and energy in educating yourself about your child's condition, now it's time for you to become the teacher. Use your knowledge and experience to help the school staff learn more about what works best with your child. Together, the team can work to maximize your child's potential. Keep in mind that you may not be able to get everything you think your child needs. Be patient, work with the staff, the school staff, that is, and choose your battles. Often, there are federal and or state funding cuts that directly impact a school's budget. The school may want to provide certain services to your child, but simply can't find the resources. Times like these may call for creative strategies to raise money or for investigating other funding sources. Sometimes the resources are in the form of people. Most importantly, know your child's rights, which are guaranteed through the IEP. Knowing these rights will help you to stand up for your child. Over 10 years ago, I did not know my rights, but when I learned more about them, I feel like I stood up to adversity. I learned that the IEP is designed to meet the unique needs of the disabled child and to give them an appropriate education, no matter how severe the exceptionality. Also, an IEP is supposed to be individualized, which means it is not a one-size-fits-all approach to learning. Each student is unique in how they learn and how they behave, so advocate for your child's individual and unique needs. Let's go back to something I stated earlier. Let's piggyback on something, Terrence. When I say choose your battles, if your child's education and safety is not being compromised, parents, we aren't going to fret over the little things. Things that we cannot get. Don't misunderstand. It is their job. It is the school's job to provide our disabled child needs. But we do not want to spend a lot of unnecessary energy on being disagreeable. We want to compromise, as I said, and we want to be, I'm trying to find the right word. We want to compromise for sure. We want to be as calm as we can, because parents, once you begin to feel like you are not getting what your child needs or feel that you're not being heard, then there will be a little bit of confusion. So I'm going to leave you with this bonus. Let me try to wrap this up kind of in simple terms. Look, through the IEP, guys, this is how you hold the school district accountable. So this is why it's very important that you know your child's rights, you know your child, and you sit down with that IEP team and get the things that your child needs. And what I'm trying to say is, I digressed a little bit, but what I'm trying to say is, parents, do not make the IEP about you. Let's keep it about our disabled child and their needs and their rights. So I think if you hold on to these few positive things, I think you'll be able to get what you're trying.